This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the legislature's Joint Transportation Committee met Thursday, it was farewell for the two leaders, Senator Robert Adley of Benton and Representative Karen St. Germain of Plaquemine.
Senator, if I may, I just want to thank you and the Chair Lady for y'all's hard work on the Transportation Committee for the past 4 years. Thank you.
Both were term limited, yet their final meeting also saw the start of a pilot to get construction projects going despite Louisiana's cash-strapped status.
There's a lot riding on y'all's shoulders with these projects. These are the first time we've ever done this.
Louisiana faces a $12 billion backlog of construction projects, so in 2014, the legislature okayed urgently needed projects to hire a single contractor to design and build those projects rather than using the more cumbersome, lengthy, and expensive method of bidding out the design, then bidding out the construction later. The 2014 rule was only for projects costing more than $25 million. This past spring, Senator Gary Smith of Norco got the limits lowered to try smaller projects.
In order to try and efficiently see if this actually works, we need to lower it to a $3 million threshold.
Approved Thursday were construction of a new conveyor at the Port of Lake Charles and a new pump station and drainage system in St. Mary Parish.
This project will reduce the risk of flood for approximately 12,000 residents in Morgan City.
Adley, as he has so often in his 30-plus years in the legislature, summed it up perfectly.
Good luck with it, and we wish you the best, so do it well.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.